local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Typically, I'm pretty happy that it's hour number two, but I got to tell you, Chris, I'm looking out here. I'm looking at this rainfall. It's kind of killing my vibe. But nonetheless, we'll keep the smiles here. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price here with you, joined by Chris Bryan, as always.
And that's why they have umbrellas. So
yes, that is.
I got mine. I brought mine along today. Good thing about that.
I just run to my truck.
It is really raining out there. I'm pretty excited about that NFL game cranking up tonight.
Right.
Less than 2 hours from right now. And when you say 2 hours, that is exactly how long it takes the Green Bay Packers to ride from their hotel to Corinthians Arena in São Paulo, Brazil.
Wow.
2 hours away.
I don't know what it is about that stadium, but
it's all about safety.
I was about to say, they may be trying to just stay far away. You know, there's no way that's the closest hotel.
Well, you know, the Eagles had to ditch their green uniforms.
Right.
A couple of reasons I'm finding out. Yeah, we were talking earlier that it was a gang situation, colors for gangs. But I'm also learning now that there's another reason, because there's a ban on the color green in São Paulo based on the fact that green is the main color of the area's soccer team's chief rival. I don't buy that.
Well, but also that's a bit conflicting, because isn't the main color in the Brazilian flag green?
You're getting too deep for me here, let me tell you.
I mean,
shoot me. I am only the messenger.
we're getting a bit too far into this story.
All I
because
know
logic
is
starting
football tonight, 7 o'clock, NFL, the Packers, and the Eagles.
Yeah, let's not dig into the diplomatic concerns over in Brazil.
Let's try to figure out all their problems here. Why don't we do
that? Let's just focus on Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love. How about we do that?
Boy, that's going to be a game.
It should be one heck of a game. The Eagles really stalled out late last season. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was the wild card round. Bucks just humiliated.
Yeah.
I tied the state
into
it.
Well, maybe though, just maybe, the Bucks played a huge kind of a boosting for Jalen Hurts. He got a big contract extension.
Right.
And he's during the offseason.
And I know people kind of question him, because it's like, okay, he's got a decent team built around him. He's got decent coaching. And, you know, they kind of rely on that tush push more than people like. There's a lot of controversy surrounding that. It's like, okay. And people always get a bit hesitant whenever a quarterback uses too much of their feet. And it's like, he's a dual threat. So it's like, people are going to question, okay, how good is he really? Because they think, if you're not some Eli Manning, it seems like my pants are filled with bricks whenever I run for more than 5 yards. If you're not that kind of QB, old heads start to get concerned. But, you know, I think all in all, he's a pretty good QB, good team.
You know, you're absolutely right. 512, News Radio 92.3. What is a perfect transition from watching a football game, drinking a nice beer, something like that? If you're into that kind of genre, you don't have to be famous, like a big famous celebrity like Blake Shelton, George Wendt, you know, Norm from Cheers, or even Dwayne The Rock Johnson, to enjoy a great beer. Beer lovers, your weekend has arrived. The Emerald Coast Beer Fest gets underway today at Seville, continues to the weekend. You can go inside and drink beer, man.
Yeah.
Don't let the rain spoil you here. You can discover 46 microbreweries, distributors, home brewing clubs on site. Don't like beer? Well, you're in luck. M&J Wines of Alberta is going to be on site serving wine, cider, and other types of brew.
And, Chris, we touched on this yesterday. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., remember, he was having some issues after a North Carolina judge denied, like, his request to be taken off a ballot. And mail-in ballots are, like, going out today or something. Well, he filed an appeal. He had a day to do so. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has won said appeal to get his name off ballots in not just North Carolina, but also Michigan. The court decisions mean that mail-in absentee ballots will now go out in North Carolina, but Michigan ballots will be in limbo while the Secretary of State appeals the decision.
Big night coming up on Tuesday. I want to really touch on this for you, if you don't mind.
Right.
Former President Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris, squaring off in that first presidential debate Tuesday evening. 8 weeks before the general election on November 5th,
Pre-debate coverage begins at 7. Live debate coverage at 8 on News Radio 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, 1620 AM, and on the News Radio mobile app, or stream it, the event on newsradio92.3.com. Got you covered.
Yeah.
Big time.
We cover all bases here. Speaking of that debate, though, they're prepping for it, of course. Harris currently in Pittsburgh, and reports indicate she will remain there until the debate in Philly. A former advisor to Hillary Clinton is playing Trump during her mock debates. Trump, meanwhile, was in New York today and is holding a campaign event in Wisconsin this weekend. One of his advisors says that his debate prep only involves talking to voters. The ABC News debate, of course, as Chris said, will take place on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Well, 8 Central.
So Hillary has stuck her nose into the business, right?
Yes, for sure.
That's pretty exciting.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, that's been the message this entire time. We've seen Democrats and the pull that they have when it comes to Obama, Schumer, Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, when it comes to them talking about the Biden situation or talking about Kamala. They're trying to band the party together because they know, I've mentioned it several times, but unity is important right now.
Oh, it certainly is. Pre-sales of the new Jimmy Buffett license plate begins on Tuesday, October 1st.
Right.
I'm going to get one. It's just absolutely killer.
Yeah, we saw a photo of it the other day.
We really did. The final design features the plate to have Florida, of course, we talked about this, Florida at the top, Margaritaville at the bottom. Fees from this plate will be distributed to Singing for Change. This is an organization Jimmy founded back in 1995 to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters for recovery, rebuilding, and future sustainability. Now, before that plate becomes a reality, here's the funny thing. Before it becomes a reality, the state has to get at least 3,000 orders before the production can start.
Right.
They probably already have 30,000 orders ready
for sure.
to go.
I just want to say before we get into traffic and weather, you said Jimmy Fallon in the middle of that. I'm assuming you meant Jimmy Buffett.
Well, you know, the Jimmy Fallon thing we came up with, I used that for a headline for the Beer Festival.
Right. Well, not only that, it's funny you mentioned that because I won't get into it now because, as I said, we got traffic and weather, but I do have a story about Jimmy Fallon
Buffett,
later this hour.
I did mention Buffett, actually. By the way, availability will depend on how big the demand is. Statewide Parrotheads say it's a no-brainer. The demand's already there.
Absolutely. All righty. Looking at the roads here, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still got some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound. This is just past Highway 87 heading in the direction of the Walmart Neighborhood Market. That was from a car accident that was reported about this time last hour, maybe a little bit before. As for everywhere else, it's just same old, I-10 traveling towards Palafox Street, 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather I mentioned earlier when we first got started this hour, it's been rainy all day, 75 degrees. Tonight's low is going to be 72 with those showers bleeding into your weekend. Saturday's got about an 80% chance of showers in the former half of the day, the latter half about 50% of storms, a high of 80 and a low of 71. And then Sunday, only 40% chance of storms with a high of 84 and a low of 72.
Okay, 519, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, rain is falling around here. If you're driving, please watch out for your braking distance. A couple of car lengths will work out sufficiently so you can stop.
Right.
We just don't want to have to report any more accidents here. And while we're talking about safety, there are improvements, especially on days like today. You will, probably a few months from now, you'll smile about this. Safety improvements on the way for the North Escambia motorist. Escambia commissioners committed $1 million for upgrades on Highway 4 and Highway 4A. Jacobs Engineering is going to provide the assistance on the condition of both county roadways with plans to complete their analysis in January 2025. The 4-0 vote will transfer the funding from the local option sales tax discretionary fund. So have you been up on 4?
No.
They need it. So that's some good information to pass along, especially if you traverse 4 and 4A highways up in North Escambia County.
Absolutely. 519 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got an update on this. This is one of our top stories today, actually. A judge delaying Donald Trump's sentencing in his New York City hush money case. We'll get details on that and more here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
This Sunday is Grandparents' Day. In 1978, President Jimmy Carter signed a national proclamation for citizens to observe Grandparents' Day. And that proclamation explains the purpose for the day. It says that Grandparents' Day is to, and I quote, honor grandparents, to give grandparents an opportunity to show their love for their children's children, and to help children become aware of the strength, information, and guidance that older people can offer, end quote. Bible character Timothy had a grandmother named Lois. She was a woman of strong faith in God, and her faith was an inspiration to young Timothy. I encourage you to follow the example of Timothy and take time to honor your grandparents for their wisdom, strength, and guidance. And even if they've passed away, take time to praise God for the life lessons that they taught you and the memories that you still enjoy to this day. And as a result, have a happy Grandparents' Day.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Orr's and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repair, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
I am sorry about that. Whoa. All right. You know what, Chris? It's amazing. It's amazing how like long I've been doing this, and
you're a Gen Zer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's amazing how long I've been doing this,
control now.
And I still like mess up. No. Okay. So I had it queued, the dial queued to make sure. Okay, we're not hearing anything before I play this bumper song, right? And I put on my headset and I just start getting blasted with this song. So I'm thinking it's doing that on air. So I pawed it down right away, and then I'm like, no, wait, it's not a problem on air. So you probably just heard a normal volume song, and then you heard it go away, and then you heard it come back, and then I started talking. So here we are. My name's Austin. I'm not good at my job. I'm joined by Chris Bryan, who probably should with the bumper music from now on. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
like throw me to the fire here.
Yeah, well, actually, I threw myself on the fire and said, go on without me.
Okay.
520. But before you do, it's 525. Let's get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see how I can mess this up.
Come on.
On I-10, if you are traveling, this is going to be eastbound towards Highway 29. We do have some accident reports on the interstate there that are causing some backups. We had seen those issues start to develop. It's still not looking too severe at this time, but with a couple of accident reports around there, I can't imagine that it's going to get better without getting worse first. Speaking of I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we've got some problems there like always. Then it's going to be 9 Mile traveling westbound towards Palafox. And Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point is still looking rough. Still got some lingering congestion on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound toward the Walmart's neighborhood market. If you're traveling westbound towards that market there, we still have some issues from an accident report we got earlier this afternoon. The last major spot's Highway 90. If you're traveling eastbound, just a little bit of issues as you pass Avalon Boulevard heading towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's 75 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight and a pretty high chance of continued showers.
And you're talking about that Walmart market.
Right.
Let me tell you why the back. I figured it out. I've got it all worked out here. The Walmart market, you know what is in the same shopping center as that Walmart market?
What's that?
Buffalo Wild Wings football game tonight. Come on.
that was a pretty masterful.
Up to get in and out of there,
that
know?
Was a pretty masterful segue, my friend.
But I want to tell you, I go down there all the time. I'm waiting for that big buffalo with the wings.
Hank. I think that's his name.
I love
that.
I love it.
Yeah, I think that's his name in the commercials.
Hey,
yeah.
Austin, they wear pink, they're loud, and they want change. What am I talking about?
Breast cancer awareness, people.
No.
Then I don't know.
I'll give you another clue here. You ready?
Sure.
You can see them today carrying signs at local intersections. Come on, you're doing good now.
I gotta tell you, my friend, I don't know who the heck you're talking about.
AT&T workers.
Isn't T-Mobile more pink?
No, they've got this is a special shirt for a special deal.
What is it?
The AT&T workers are all on those street corners. Today marks the 21st day of their strike in Pensacola. Yeah, they're on strike out there carrying the signs and all. They got pink shirts on there.
Okay.
Labor union communications workers claim unfair labor practices took place during negotiations of a new union contract. AT&T is offering annual wage increases as well as changes to health and retirement benefits.
What's the significance of the color pink in this situation?
No. I just I noticed they were on the street corners. I did see some hits on some B-roll, but they're wearing these pink shirts with their propaganda stuff on it, you know.
Right.
I don't know exactly what it says, but I do know it's AT&T, and so there you go. So I'm sitting there waiting for them to fix my internet. So now I know where they are. Where are those guys? Oh, they're on the corner of Walk and Don't Walk, man. They're having a great night.
Someone said the three little pigs. Yeah, I'm with this person. The pink makes more sense if it's the three little pigs.
You mean somebody actually texted that in?
I kid you not.
They said three
right
little
now,
pigs.
The three little pigs.
Thank you so much. You are just one heck of a great person to text
it. Yeah, thanks for lightening the mood here.
Absolutely.
between the bumper music mishap and these strikes for change, there's a lot of negativity.
No. What we call this is live radio.
Yes.
Live Pensacola radio.
It's funny. We'll have like a little mishap or something, and whenever we go to break, I'll be talking to the person that I'm on air with, and I'll be like, "Yeah, I messed that up. Sorry." And they're just like, "Hey, that's radio, man."
Yeah. Listen,
don't beat yourself up.
Earlier today, I was watching Fox. They had this story on about this. It was shot in Colorado,
right,
where there was a horse. A dog was sitting in a pickup truck, right? And he's minding his own business, and this horse sticks his head in the pickup truck.
Right.
And the look on that dog's face is like, what the heck is going on? The dog's freaking out, and the horse doesn't know what's going on. But here's the transition here.
Right.
Free pet adoptions continue through tomorrow at the Escambia Animal Center. You see, there's some madness here to my method.
There is.
All dogs and cats 1 year older are available. Go ahead. Take home a very furry friend today.
And this is not a clarification that should need to be made, but just in case, I don't think they're giving away horses. The segue involved the dog in the car, not the horse looking
in. That's exactly right. Animal Welfare Center over at 200 West Fairfield Drive. They'd love to see you.
Yes.
And those pups and cats would love to have a new home.
And lastly here, the Florida Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case involving the state's largest electric company next month. The high court selected the date yesterday in an ongoing fight over a 2021 settlement that increased Florida Power and Light's base rates, FPL. Maybe you've heard of them. Several environmental groups are challenging the agreement approved by state regulators. The four-year settlement led to multi-million dollar rate increases over the last 2 years, while allowing potential increases for this year and 2025 as a way to pay for solar projects. Advocates and the Florida Public Service Commission will get to make their own points during a hearing on October 8th.
And as I mentioned to you just mere minutes ago, coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to be talking about the SEC lineups coming up on Saturday.
News. I'm John Saucier. President Biden speaking to union workers in Ann Arbor, Michigan today. He signed the Good Jobs Executive Order. The president discussed this action, which calls on federal agencies to adopt several new labor protections.
And here's what my executive order will do. For jobs created using federal dollars, Good Jobs Executive Order will call on a federal agency to protect the workers, the power of the workers, to encourage the free and fair choice to join a union.
Well, the Fraternal Order of Police, they're throwing their support behind former President Trump. He went to address members of the organization in Charlotte, North Carolina, thanked them for the endorsement.
This is a big endorsement for me. This is like 373,000, 77. Boy, that's a lot of protection.
The sentencing in his New York hush money criminal case has been rescheduled for after the presidential election. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. New today, after months of turmoil, Boeing's new astronaut capsule is set to depart the International Space Station today without its crew. NASA's two test pilots will stay behind at the space station until next year as the Starliner capsule prepares to undock and aim for a touchdown 6 hours later in the New Mexico desert. On Wall Street today, stocks were significantly lower, the Dow dropping 410, the S&P 500 fell 94, and the NASDAQ lost 436. Former President Donald Trump will not be sentenced until after the November 5th presidential election in his New York criminal hush money case. That ruling coming from a judge today. The sentencing will instead take place after the election on November 26th. U.S. oil futures for September down 1.4% to around $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Now, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. The Falcons should absolutely win the NFC South this year, and I truly believe that new offensive coordinator Zach Robinson will perfectly use Bijan Robinson, which is something former Falcons head coach Arthur Smith failed to do a year ago. And that difference will be so big that I have Bijan winning the NFL's Offensive Player of the Year award because of it. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football is back. And what better way to celebrate than winning some cash with Sleeper Picks? Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If your picks are right, you win. You could pick up to 8 players to win up to 100 times your money. And Sleeper has a couple huge offers to kickstart the football season. For new users, Sleeper will match your first deposit with up to $100 credit to your account. If you've already played, Sleeper's got discounted player projections for you every week of the season. So download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK and your first deposit will be doubled with a credit up to $100. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and use code BLOCK for a credit up to $100 match on your first deposit. That's code BLOCK. Must be 18 years in most states and in state where it is legal. Promo code and other restrictions apply. Visit sleeper.com. Please wager responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Paid for by Blitz Studios.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hi, neighbors. This is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, man, we've had several issues. But a lot of them are pretty run-of-the-mill at this hour. You know, we've already touched on that. We did have a couple of accident reports that were causing some issues, though. On I-10, we've got heavy traffic going both ways because of an accident. This is going to be traveling both east and west between Pine Forest Road and Highway 29. So both lanes of congestion hold up, you know, for a pretty long time and still have those issues if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street on I-10. So I-10 is looking the worst right now. Outside of that, it's the intersection of Michigan Highway and Mobile Highway. We've got some backups there if you're traveling westbound on Michigan. Then it's just going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and maybe a little bit of backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, it's what you're seeing outside, believe it or not. 75 degrees, rainy, dreary, mood-killing, vibe-killing. But the weekend is going to be exactly the same. Saturday, 80% chance of storms throughout the former half of Saturday. And then as for the latter half, it gets down to about 50% chance. Your high is going to be 80 on Saturday, low of 71 rather. And then Sunday, it's going to be a high of 84, low of 72, with about a 40% chance of showers throughout your Sunday. So it's, you know, kind of warm, rainy today, and it's going to be that Saturday and Sunday. Chris, what do you think about that?
I love it. Just you absolutely love it. Just all over that.
Hey, we ain't leaving the house anyway because we got football
that's
on,
what
don't
I was
we?
Talking about.
Yeah.
So, as they say, let it rain. Let's see, let it snow.
Yeah, we're not there yet. I don't think Florida's ever going to be there again in my lifetime.
Listen, after having done my time in Colorado, in the northern states, they can keep it. That's why I'm in Florida.
I've always heard, whenever I say, man, I'd like to get some snow around here, there's always someone who goes, no, you don't.
No, you know my total definition of, if somebody comes up to you and say, man, I gotta get cold, I gotta get some cold weather, here's my instructions. You go simply down to the corner Circle K store, you walk into their beer cooler, and you sit in there for about 5 minutes.
You've mentioned that.
You will get sufficiently chilled out, get up, and walk out, because you see, it's going to be warmer, and you can do that here in Florida. Hey, UWF having a pretty darn good night last night. Right. Their 2024 season underway in winning fashion. Big win over McKendree at Penn Air Field, 38-6 on that. 4,300 people there. You and I were going over some number figures. They say the max number over at the Penn Air Field capacity, 4,000, but you can add another 2,000 if you go behind the visitors' bench. They have that open grass area.
Right.
So that holds about another 2,000 people. New stadium coming up. That's the, of course, Daryl Gooden Stadium, which is expected to be ready in the 2028 season.
Wow.
7,500 seats will be those numbers. Then tack on some extra seating around grassy areas. They're going to have a permanent press box, suites for the fans. So it will be a very, very nice stadium. Are you ready to jump into some football real quick here?
I would. I'm always ready for that.
Okay, let's talk about the SEC power rankings.
Okay.
We'll just zip through this real quick here. Number 16 at the bottom of the basement, Florida.
Right.
Gators.
They deserve it.
Yeah, well, Gators should be, should, woulda, coulda. They might. Lord, we'll keep our fingers crossed type of thing. They should be able to bounce back Saturday when they take on Samford. Don't bet on that.
I was going to say, if they lose to Samford.
Don't hold your breath on that one. South Carolina at 15, Texas A&M at 14, number 13, Arkansas. Okay, fine. So they beat Arkansas, the cream puffs, they call them. Listen.
Pine Bluff, for those who don't get the pun.
I gotcha. Arkansas, number 13. Mississippi State, 12. Vanderbilt, number 11. Auburn, 10. LSU, number 9. Number 8, Kentucky. Number 7, Tennessee. Number 6, Oklahoma. Missouri, number 5. Texas, 4. 3, Alabama, 2. This is, again, the Ole Miss game. It's going to be a real good one. They're in second place. And, of course, Georgia rounds out the number 1. And who's playing this weekend?
Well, I will say, Georgia and Ole Miss, I think, face off later this year. Mm-hmm. Georgia skunked them last season, if memory serves me. So that could be a great game there. As far as who's playing tonight, getting underway in not just about, 20 minutes? We got Western Illinois traveling to Indiana. Also got BYU traveling to SMU. Man, just a couple of years ago, that would have been an independent group of five level school facing an American athletic conference team. But now that is a power four matchup. That's Big 12 traveling to ACC. And then we've got Duke and Northwestern at 8. As for this weekend, in some of the more prominent games that we've got here, I've got a little write-up here. There we are. At 11 o'clock Saturday morning, we've got number 3 Texas heading to Ann Arbor to take on number 10 Michigan. That's the biggest game of the week.
I'm going
to
watch that one.
Oh, for sure. At the same time, we've got Arkansas taking on number 16 Oklahoma State, so that should be a good one as well. At 2:30, it's number 21 Iowa. They will host rival Iowa State at the same time that Baylor travels to number 11 Utah. And then at 6:30, we've got number 14 Tennessee heading to Charlotte, not Raleigh. I messed that up yesterday. They head to Charlotte to take on number 24 NC State.
Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for Tennessee Tech. They're playing Georgia.
Yeah.
Why do they do this? I mean, come on. This is.
Do you honestly want the answer?
Because Tennessee Tech's going to make money off of it.
Yeah,
of all.
They get paid to lose. And that's what's funny. It is so hilarious when a big-name school forks over X amount of, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. God forbid they pay over $1 million. That's when you're really up the creek. But these teams, they do. They're like, hey, how about you? Like Alabama, we'll look at Mercer. They play Mercer this year. They're like, hey, come to Tuscaloosa. We'll pay you $850,000 to play us. Because Alabama knows they're winning that game 56-3 on a slow day.
Right.
But there's always that off chance that the little guy will win, and that's what makes it so funny when the big dogs lose. Because it's like, we paid you almost $1 million to beat us on our own turf. That's embarrassing.
I think this will be an interesting game, the South Florida-Alabama game.
Interesting for about 4 minutes.
It'll be interesting. That's what I'm saying. It'll be interesting. But that's one. Also, another maybe a yawner here. Nicholls State takes on LSU.
Yeah, so, no, that's going to be. That. I mean, LSU should have that one. If they don't, we won't hear from Chris for a while.
I just say that go Tigers. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Just cross my fingers and wish them the best of luck.
I've never been a huge LSU guy, but I got to tell you, even if I liked LSU as an SEC team, I would have to tell you, Chris, I am pulling hard for Nicholls State on the 0.1% chance they get the upset win there. Just about 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, and clearly we need it because we've got a lot of issues on I-10. There was an accident report. This is basically at the midway point between Pine Forest Road and Highway 29, causing heavy congestion going both east and west there, so be on the lookout for that. Also had an accident report on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. We had congestion there already, so that could be adding a little bit to it. Then it's going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach, and Highway 90 just a little bit if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, again, 75 degrees, low of 72 tonight with it has been a steady shower. We've got a window behind me here, and I've been looking out at it occasionally. It's just been water just pitter-pattering down. There's going to be, about an 80% chance of storms tonight, so it'll bleed into your Saturday for sure. Should get to about 50% chance on a Saturday night where your Saturday low will be 71 degrees, and then Sunday it's going to be about a 40% chance throughout the entire day with a high of 84 and a low of 72.
Okay, 5:46, News Radio 92.3. Birmingham pulled out the big bats Thursday night with a decisive win over Pensacola. It was 4-1. It was the third game of that six-game series, Game 4. Getting underway in about an hour and 15 minutes from right now. Wahoos return home Tuesday to face the Montgomery Biscuits.
And next hour, I should be able to provide us with some score updates of some of the statewide and also the Braves, because we've got a big Braves fan base around here. So some MLB scores for you. We've got Rays at Orioles getting underway at 6:05, Marlins hosting the Phillies at 6:10, and the Braves hosting the Blue Jays at 6:20. So I'll give score updates on those in hour three.
Okay, we are just kind of talking about a big happening tomorrow, and I'm certainly hoping the rain kind of backs off from this event. The U.S. Navy's newest and most advanced warship will be commissioned tomorrow. The USS Richard M. McCool is an amphibious warship designed to transport Marines into battle. That ship has been in Pensacola for just about a week now.
Oh, forgive me. I didn't have it up. That's my bad. Hang on. Let me pop this up real quick. Chris, I promise you I'm going to have it, and then I didn't. Here we go.
Look, it's been an overwhelming reception for my entire crew. The hospitality and the welcome of Pensacola and the entire community writ large has been nothing beyond what we expected. We knew it would be a good time, but you won't find a single of the 330 sailors we have, you won't find one that's not having a great time. And just the open reception is really something that we couldn't have asked for more.
Okay, that's Captain Jeff Baker saying our Pensacola community has been welcoming, and credits NAS Pensacola and local leaders for opening up the town to the crew. So we were really glad to have them in Pensacola this past week, really are. Today, don't forget, last day to save money this hurricane season on items you might need during a storm. Florida's Disaster Preparedness Tax holiday event ends this afternoon. Also, save money through tomorrow with great deals on tool purchases during the Tool Time Tax holiday.
And if you head out to Pensacola Beach for the next month or so, you'll notice fewer lifeguards, but beach safety officials say that the towers will be staffed until at least next month.
After mid-October, we have a minimum of 2 lifeguards come in, if depending on availability of staff. So that's always a big issue, is availability of staff.
That's Beach Safety Chief Dave Greenwood. He says when staff is available, they'll still have guards out at other area beaches as well. He says all beaches were guarded for Labor Day weekend and credited a lifeguard with even saving a person's life before they even knew they were in trouble. How about that?
Absolutely. Okay, not over until a fat lady sings. Escambia and Okaloosa counties are each attempting to acquire the world's largest artificial diving reef, the USS United States. It was a busy Thursday evening in board chambers as commissioners voted to start a comprehensive fundraising plan, trying to raise about $7 to $8 million to bring that 900-foot ship to Escambia waters. Now, Okaloosa wants to sink it between Destin and Fort Walton Beach and delayed their vote until September 17th. Escambia County's Tourism Development Council will discuss the funding at their next meeting on Monday.
Yes, very nice. And also, we had another story here. Let me see if I can find it. I got to scroll through this new window. It's a whole thing, Chris. You should see me over here. Outgoing Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, he spoke for the first time since losing his bid for re-election last month.
I just want to take an opportunity to thank the citizens of District 1. I've represented you for 18 years, and obviously, since our last meeting, there was an election, and I appreciate everyone that voted for me. I appreciate that everyone that voted against me. I just appreciated people that participated and paid attention.
Bergosh went on to say that he will be in office until November 18th, and his goal is that the citizens don't notice any difference. He says he'll continue to show up at meetings and be active throughout District 1, and he was defeated by Steve Stroberger, who won the race with 52% of the vote during the primary back on August 20th.
Yeah, I mentioned this to you just a few moments ago. Big business deal, as a matter of fact, a huge financial deal on the table in North Escambia County. Verizon Communications buying Frontier Communications for $20 billion in cash.
Wow, really?
Can you imagine if you had some stocks in that? Thinking about that, $20 billions. It's a lot of bucks.
I know, I can't imagine
a lot
that.
Of bucks. Frontier, by the way, is a local telephone company providing landline services and DSL coverage in Walnut Hill, Molino, Bratt, and Atmore. Purchase will increase Verizon's reach across 31 states and into North Escambia County.
And just about 5:51 here, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got a Wall Street update for you, as we always give every hour. And also, it's looking more likely that the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates soon. We've got details on that and more here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listen to live coverage of the presidential debate Tuesday night. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 5:53 here. We got a couple minutes to work with before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather. So I'll start it off with what I had hinted at before we went to break. Wall Street closing sharply lower to cap a losing week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 410 points to 43.45. The S&P 500 fell 94 points to 54.08. And the NASDAQ dropped 436 points to 16,690. Also, it's looking more likely that the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates soon. Fed Governor Christopher Waller said that he's in favor of a rate cut at the central bank's upcoming September meeting. Waller noted progress on inflation and moderation in the labor market as key reasons for easing policy in a speech today in New York. He also echoed Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comment that the time has come for adjustments to monetary policy. Waller's remarks followed Friday's release of a weaker-than-expected jobs report.
Okay, 5:53, News Radio 92.3. If I were coming, and we were playing music, and we were a music station there, coming out of that, I go, the elements of earth, wind, and fire.
I know. Yeah.
great song.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's,
you were right on target with that.
It's one of my mom's favorite groups, so I know several songs by them.
Okay, mortgage rates down again today as potential homebuyers are watching those numbers real close. The 30-year rate standing at 6.35%. Borrowing cost on that 15-year rate mortgage, popular with homeowners seeking to refi their home, fell to 5.85%.
Let's see, just about 5:55 here. We will get that one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. And man, we need it because, as I said earlier, there's a lot going on. Had some accident reports on I-10 that has affected both east and westbound lanes between Pine Forest Road and Highway 29. Also, we had another accident report on I-10 if you were traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, which is typically where we have congestion anyway. So I-10 is just looking like a massacre right now, basically from Pine Forest Road all the way to I-110. Outside of that, these other places are typically dying down. But speaking of I-110, I'm just now seeing this. We do have an accident report traveling northbound. This is going to be if you just got onto I-110 and were traveling out coming from the downtown area. Very heavy congestion in that region as well. But outside of I-10, there doesn't appear to be too much on the roads holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's still mid-70s here, 75 to be exact. Tonight's low is going to be 72. It's been raining all day. It's going to continue into your weekend with about 80% chances of storms to start your Saturday. Saturday's high is 80 with a low of 71. And then Sunday, those chances drop to about 40% chance of storms, but you got a high of 84 and a low of 72, so slightly hotter.
Okay, still no word on the whereabouts of that 33-year-old Milton man, Raymond Hayes. Hayes has been missing since Monday night. He was last seen leaving Baptist Hospital on foot wearing a gray shirt, jeans, and black shoes. Family members describe Raymond as severely autistic and almost nonverbal. Anybody with information to maybe help local authorities out, call PPD 850-435-1845.
Absolutely. And we've got an update here on a former TikTok star who killed his wife and her friend in San Diego. He's been sentenced to 50 years to life in prison. 32-year-old Ali Abdulaban. I hope I didn't butcher that. He was known as Gin Kid on social media. He even went live on Instagram during arguments with his wife. Separated at the time, he shot and killed his estranged wife, 28-year-old Anna, and 29-year-old Rayburn Cardenas Barron. It happened in her downtown apartment in 2021. I remember this was a huge thing because I think they're releasing like a crime special on it, and this was obviously a very big deal on TikTok itself. Just very unfortunate situation there.
Okay, if you're an FSU fan, I'm going to put a smile on your face here. You need it. You just absolutely need this. In just days, you can listen to win free Noles tickets during morning and afternoons on News Radio 92.3. FSU facing Memphis. Not this Saturday, September 14th.
Much needed bye week tomorrow.
Yes, it is. Catch live Florida State football all season on Pensacola's official Noles station. News Radio 92.3.
I like to pull for Florida State because my dad, I think I've mentioned it before, he's a big FSU guy. Chris, if you notice, I got a Tervis here that has a Florida State logo on it because it is my father's. I didn't have
I got lost in all the Wake Forest.
I'm really puzzling people here. I got a Wake Forest jersey, Wake Forest hat, and a Florida State drink. But either way, my dad's a big FSU guy, but I told him, listen, dude, your Seminoles need to pick a lane because I'm going to pull for them if they do well. But if they start to suck, it's like I'm going to be, my morbid curiosity is going to take over and I'm just going to be like, how bad are they going to get? So I got to tell you, man, I'm interested to see if Memphis has what it takes to beat Florida State as well.
So what does your dad feel about this season so far?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if my dad's going to care to watch the Memphis game. I think if Memphis scores first, I could see my dad just turning the TV off right then and there.
Not good for FSU viewing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, my dad, he's not like a bandwagoner or anything. He always reps the Noles, but he just doesn't care to watch. He will lose inspiration and lose confidence very quickly.
Big deal coming up in the north end of the area, Cantonment I'm talking about. Their improvement committee is hosting a special food distribution next week. Be over at Carver Park. The Tuesday 3 p.m. event features food for the first 500 families. Organizers confirm only residents of the greater Cantonment, Molino, Walnut Hill, Century, and surrounding areas are invited to attend. Thinking about maybe investing in your future? Here's a couple of ways to do it. Mega Millions, $740 million, $366.3 million. That's your cash option. They draw that one tonight. Tomorrow night, it is Powerball. 112 million, 55.3 million. Your cash option on Saturday. You play games?
No, I do not. I don't play that stuff. I thought you were going to go, okay, then, something. Either way, it's okay. We've got just enough time for a sign-off anyway. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. What were you going to say?
May I say something to you?
Sure.
I don't really play games either. I can't. I tried, but they become frustrating after a while.
Yeah, we're not good at them.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Hold on. Thanks for having us on today.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.